皆様、本日はシル・ヘンドリーエアをご利用いただき誠にありがとうございます。この飛行機は地上3万フィートを飛行してまいります。また通信本日機内ではゴジラ。
Fill every show 1-800-449-8686. So, what's with it?
Nothing. Go.
Go where, man?
What do you want to do?
I want to get to this Gary Coleman auction thing. And what do I hit? That?
It's coming up. There it is.
Pardon us, folks.
It's just the connection, that's all.
I'm telling him, man, I'm going to go to the Gary Coleman auction, site, and we're going to find out what is for auction, what the bids are, see if we can get a little action happening. You can call this segment, Gary Coleman Wants to Be a Millionaire. Anyway, so how do I click on this? Do I hit this?
Use the red button.
Which one?
No, no, the red button in the middle of the keyboard. That's your mouse.
That's my mouse.
Yeah.
Which red
button?
The one on the left. Okay, that's what I want to know. All right, now here's what's going on, and then how do I scroll down? Scrolling down this way. See, I don't use this computer. Gary Coleman's site. Let me tell you, if I could, and nobody gives a crap, so this we'll just call this Phil's Little Hour, okay? We'll just call this Phil's Little Hour of Radio, and maybe I'll be the only guy listening to it. But the fact is this. I am really surprised at the vitriol that has been thrown at a guy like Gary Coleman. I don't know anything about anything, really, but I do know a little bit about entertainment. I are one, and that is entertainer, or at least I try to be. And I know a little bit about other people who try to do it, too. And I was really kind of, I was amused, more than anything else, by all these people getting upset with Gary Coleman because he's going on the web and he's auctioning off his stuff and he's trying to get some bread from longtime fans. This is what he does, right? But a lot of these people who, you know, they don't think past their next piss. I mean, they can't think past the next leak they got to take, seriously. So they're not really used to investigating anybody's motivation or the cultural ramifications of any event. They just automatically knee-jerk say, oh, that's pretty stupid. Hey, Gary Coleman's going to go on the net and auction off his stuff and try to make some money off of the fans who abandon him. Well, that's ridiculous. Why doesn't he get a real job? Why doesn't he do what? Get a real job? You know the people that are saying that? Disc jockeys. There's this cat, these two cats in New York, saying that this dude needs to go out and get legitimate means of employment. Like spinning freaking records is a legitimate way to make a living. Anyway, I think this guy, who's been through hell and back, it seems, I don't know, maybe he's had just a swimmingly good time with his life, and everything's just been one big bouquet of flowers after the next for Gary Coleman, working his gig as a night watchman and getting his ass kicked by some tub in a department store who wants his autograph on an old black and white glossy that he was given out at a mall some 10 or 15 years ago and getting sued for his trouble. I think that probably this guy's had just a wonderful life, but let's just say maybe for just shakes, just for the sake of argument, that his life has sucked pretty much since he left Different Strokes. Let's just for kicks say that it ain't been one big fat block party for Gary Coleman. All right, the guy's a professional entertainer. That's what he did and what he did best. So he's doing something entertaining. He's got a website. And he's putting his crap up and he's auctioning his crap off. And if you want, you can go and make a bid on his crap. And there's a lot of other stuff. Now, we can go to the website and look at some of these other things, but let's just start now with what he's auctioning. He's auctioning off the medium gray leather couch. This is Gary Coleman's leather couch, and they describe it. The bid for this, I'm sorry?
You can click on a bigger picture like that.
Okay, we'll click on a big picture there. And this is the medium gray leather. Not that the picture is helping my listeners. This is a radio audience. God, are we losing? We're just losing listeners left and right every 5 seconds I'm into this thing. But in any event, medium gray leather couch. The bid is $327.50. And there's 9 days left on the bid. I don't think I need the picture of the couch. I need a word description of it. So if you could go back, Mike.
Both.
Huh?
It would probably do both.
Okay, well, whatever. But it's a gray couch. And let me go down to where God, this is impossible. I got to have people doing this for me. Medium gray leather couch. The bid is $327.50. The opening bid was $100. They're looking for $330. They've received 35 bids. Now, I'm a little bit confused on this because when we checked this at 5 o'clock this afternoon, the bid on the couch was $327.50, and I think there was like maybe 30 bids. So I'm confused as to which bids are legitimate. But why don't you guys get up off your ever-widening cans, get over to your computer, and make a bid on the freaking couch? It's a pretty nice couch. It's a gray couch. It's leather. I'm looking at it. In conservative gray, this comfy couch is still warm from Gary's little body, says the website. Perfect for those that may not have a couch. And it's gray. So the bid on this couch, $327.50. They're looking for $330. 9 days left. The highest bidder was some guy named Jesus. So there you go. Gary's couch. Let's take a look now at what is next on the group of items that Mr. Coleman is trying now. He's got a Gary Coleman outfit package, $202. It says wow next to this thing. Let's find out what the Gary Coleman outfit package is. The bid is $202.50. The Gary Coleman outfit package includes what? Well, it's it's a suit of clothes. And the copy says, are you a tiny pimp? Then you'll love this canary yellow power suit with black pinstripes, tailored especially for Mr. C. Whether you're delivering Ike Turner-style bitch slaps to your hoe or rolling a sucka, this is the ensemble to wear in your year-round motel room brothel. Pimpin' ain't easy, but these threads sure make it look good. This outfit includes boy size 4.5 Nike sneakers. Even the sole is canary yellow. For gold, faux gold watch, faux diamonds included. So shiny, you'll need the sunglasses we are throwing in. This is the only thing his family bequeathed him. The black shirt complements the ensemble, but we'll let you pick the tie. So that's the Gary Cole. Are you a tiny pimp? Then you'll love this outfit. You don't get the tie. But they do give you the jacket, they give you the pants, and they give you the sneakers. The bid, $202.50 right now. They're looking for somebody to up the bid. The starting price was $100. They've gotten 16 bids on that thing. So get a little action going on this website, okay? http://webathon.ugo.com. That's http://webathon, W-E-B-A-T-H-O-N, .ugo.com. Let's go back and see what else Gary's got. And while I may not be the most, I may not be the biggest fan of the way he's wording the faux diamonds, maybe I think it's probably a little bit too self-effacing. I'm not going to be too judgmental, man. Hell, it's Gary's site. He can do whatever the hell he wants. Here's one called The Shirt Off Gary's Back. $20. I'm hard-pressed to understand why they are not getting more bids on some of these items. And maybe I need to hit the refresh key. Right, Mike? Do I need to hit reload?
It ain't changed in 6 hours. I'm going to see why I will now.
How do I hit reload? Just hit that. Okay, I got it. I just did it. I'm going to try and reload this thing. If it ain't changed in 6 hours, why would it now? What the hell is wrong with this? Is nobody bidding? I guess if I got to join, though, it's going to mean that I've got to go in and lay in a credit card number and a lot of stuff. You people out there, I'm working right now. Why don't the rest of you guys get in there and bid on some of this crap? So we got the little pimp outfit. We've got the couch. And I forgot what else. We've got the TV set, which we'll also check out. I'm reloading right now. I don't know whether or not they've had any extra bids. But like you said, it hasn't changed in medium gray leather. It's $327.50. Let's move down here to the TV monitor now. This is the television monitor. $232.50 is the bid on this. And we will give you a little bit more information about that when we come back from our break. Current bid, $232.50. They're looking for $235. They started out at $69.99, so they've actually made themselves a nice piece of change, and they've had 22 bids received. High bidder right now is, it's some jackass. For the ultimate in metaculture, watch Different Strokes reruns on the same TV that Gary Coleman used to watch porn on. That, and it's autographed, too, so they'll autograph the TV. Bid now on Gary Coleman's television set. This is a TV monitor, 27-inch Sony XBR, $232.50. They're looking for another bid at $235. Phil Henry Show here, and I don't know why we're doing this either. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. What's this?
This is how far in the city you have music.
Okay, when you put music on, you want to tell me before you do it?
Mr. Hall called in, though.
Yeah, I understand Mr. Hall called in, but when you're going to play music, you turn it down? If you're going to put music on, let me know before we go out of the break, okay?
Yeah, Mr. Hall called and said that you should play music underneath it.
Okay, let me turn it down. Turn it down, bud. Don't make a comment and then turn it up. Allow me to finish what I'm saying. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Hall called and said what?
Mr. Hall called in and said that this segment blows so deeply that you had to have a music.
Mr. Hall called in and said that this segment blows so deeply that I should have music.
Yeah.
Does Mr. Hall have a recommendation as to whether I should continue doing this segment?
No, he said you can do it. You made your bed. What he said was you made your bed, now you sleep in it, but put some music underneath this crap.
He said put music under this crap.
That's right.
Turn it down, please.
What?
Turn it down. Because I'm not done talking. So Mr. Hall called up and said that this segment on Gary Coleman sucks so bad, put some music under it.
I think that's what I said.
Jesus.
Can I turn it up now?
Go ahead. Welcome back, Phil Henry Show. Turn it down a little bit. Welcome back, Phil Henry Show. 1-800, turn it up just a hair.
Jesus.
That's fine. 1-800-449-8686. We're doing the Gary Coleman... We're taking a look at the Gary Coleman website. So Mr. Hall says this segment sucks, huh?
Just pass it and just do it, okay?
Anyway, the Gary Coleman website, where they're doing an auction right now. We are on to his 8-pound purple bowling ball. Gary is auctioning this off. The current bid on this bowling ball is $102.50. They're looking for a bid of $105. By the way, if you'd like to bid on any of these items, you go to webathon.ugo.com.
I want to mention you don't have to put www in front of that.
That's right. I was informed that don't put anything. Just put down webathon.ugo.com, and you'll be able to get on the site. Now, we are on to our next item here. This is a 8-pound purple bowling ball. Current bid, $102.50. They're looking for a bid of $105. They've had 27 bids on this purple bowling ball, and here is the description of it. We know what you're thinking. We know what you're thinking. I don't bowl, and even if I did, I wouldn't use a purple bowling ball, let alone an 8-pound purple bowling ball. He's a devout virgin, so you know that this is the only thing that Gary's ever fingered. That's the purple bowling ball, Gary Coleman's purple bowling ball, and this baby they are auctioning off right now. They want a bid of $105. They got a bid of $102.50. We'll go to the next item on the list here. Going to the next item on the list, that's the bowling ball. Derek Jeter UGO hat. What? Do you know? Will you turn that down, please?
What?
Turn it down, will you? What does UGO stand for? Is that the company that's involved in it? Okay, this is a Derek Jeter UGO hat. Yeah, I guess they're just throwing in crap that guys who know Gary donated. You know, for instance, Derek Jeter, who plays for the New York Yankees, probably signed one of these hats. They're throwing that in, and the proceeds, a part of which might go to Gary. Okay, the bid is right now standing at $43. They're looking for $44. It started out at $15, so they've made a little piece of change on that. It's Derek, need we say more? It's a hat, a UGO hat, autographed by the New York Yankees' Derek Jeter. And right now they have a bid of $43.
Can I turn it up?
Turn the music up? Yeah, go ahead. Don't drown me out, though, okay, man? All right, so there is that. And what's the matter?
I mean, it's not going anywhere.
What's not going anywhere?
This bit. It sucks.
Turn the music off then, man. Turn the music off then, okay? We won't do it then. Go ahead. Put away the computer.
No, I want to know what the next thing is, but I'm
I've been listening to you now for the last 5 minutes, putting down the bit. It really sucks. Fine. We'll blow it off, okay?
Well, don't be mad. I mean, I want to know what it is. It's just you're not doing a very good job. I think it's interesting.
What is?
But Gary Coleman. But you're just not doing a good job doing it.
Well, what do you want me to do, man? I'm describing the crap that's on here, okay?
Just do it better. You need more energy or something. You got to pick it up.
All right, you put the music on. Put the music on. Okay, let's go to another one now. Let's go to Derek Jeter. Gary's Ice Scraper. Gary's Ice Scraper. You know what an ice scraper is? If you live back east, this is something you scrape the windshield off with if you get ice on the windshield. Gary's Ice Scraper. And this is being auctioned off right now. Let's see what it is, and let's see how much they've got in terms of a bid and what they want for another bid on Gary's Ice Scraper. Now, I don't know how much money they've made so far on these other items. Right now, they got a bid of $25.50 on Gary's Ice Scraper. The next bid they're looking for, $26.50. So they want to go up in an increment of $1. It started out at $1. Gary's Ice Scraper, the opening bid was $1, so they're up to $26.50. Now let's go down and look at a description of this. Gary lives in L.A. What in the world does he need an ice scraper for, says the description of this item. So it's something that you do carry in your car to scrape the ice off of the windshield. Gary's Ice Scraper, currently that bid stands at $26.50. Moving on back to the other items here, it's Phil Henry Show, and we're looking at Gary Coleman's page here where he has a number of things. H.O. Train locomotives. These are two locomotives from a train set that Gary has. I think the bid stands right now at $107.50. They will be looking for the next bid of $110, and the starting bid was $30. Now, these are two locomotive trains that you use in a train set. Union Pacific and Santa Fe. Choose these trains, and you'll be the envy of all the kids on your block. Tracks not included, but we encourage you to play on them. And, again, these are autographed. All of these items are autographed.
All right, they're going to break because this sucks.
It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Boy, does it suck.
Buonasera. Vi ringraziamo per aver scelto di volare con Phil Henry Air. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino. Il volo di stasera offrirà Al Pacino e devo inoltre annunciare che mafia.
Hi, Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. And we're looking here at the Gary Coleman website, which is webathon.ugo. Can you turn that down, please? webathon.ugo.com. Now, we're on to our next item. And that is one pair of boys' size 4.5 bowling shoes. Yes, here's the description of these shoes. You know that Nicaraguan boy that you sent letters to? He may not live within 3,000 miles of a bowling alley, but when you send him these shoes, he won't have to walk barefoot over all those landmines anymore. Jesus. What's that? Turn that... What? Turn it down. I can't hear you. What?
Mr. Hall's on the phone.
Which line?
Elon Line 8.
David?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm doing the Gary Coleman bit.
All right, you're really, Bud's being kind. Pick it up, okay? Because if you insist on doing this bit, pick it up, okay?
I don't need you and Bud.
You need me because I'm your boss. Is that right?
Yeah, but everybody's, I'm getting into the way.
Am I your boss or am I not?
Yes, sir.
All right. Pick it up, for Christ's sake. If you're going to do this Gary Coleman bit, how much time's left in the show?
I got about, 28 minutes.
Jesus. You got anything else? All right, let's do this. Do this bit to the end of the hour. It's dying on the vine. Read this crap, but do it with some energy, okay?
All right, I'm going to do it with as much energy as I can.
Just do it. And tell Bud to keep that music going, because it's the only thing that's keeping this crap bit moving, okay?
Thank you very much.
Hey, pal, you're the one that wanted to do this, not me. Now, how much more of this crap have you got to do?
I got a few more. I can't hear you because he's got the music turned up.
Turn it down, Bud.
Yes, sir.
Okay, how much more of this crap you got to do?
There's a few more items that I have to...
All right, well, give it some energy, for Christ's sake, okay?
Yes, sir, okay.
All right.
Okay, let's move along here. Let's get over to our next item. We mentioned that the Gary Coleman bowling shoes, the bid is now $76. They want a bid of $77. They had an original bid of $5. Each and every one of these items really is making a lot of money. Now let's get down to the Janice Dickinson Yugo hat. Janice Dickinson Yugo hat. Who is Janice Dickinson? Is there any information as to who she is? I don't know, but let's move on over to this. The Janice Dickinson Yugo hat, $5. They've got one bid. That was the $5 bid, and they are looking for $5.25. Straight from the runway to your head, hat model Janice, hot model Janice Dickinson, I don't know, puts her hand to hat just for you. Nobody knows who she is, and obviously nobody's interested in her hat. However, if you guys want to log on here to webathon.ugo.com, you'll get yourself a hat, or at least you can bid on this hat. Let's move now to the next item, and this is a Knobloch and Spencer Yugo hat. I'm thinking Chuck Knobloch of the New York Yankees, but I don't know who Spencer is. Let's take a look. It's another autographed hat. They got a bid of $50 right now. $51 is what they're looking for. They had a starting bid of $10. They've gotten actually 17 bids on this hat. Two Yankees for the price of one. They don't make offers like that anymore. Chuck Knobloch and whoever this other guy is, Steve Spencer. Who's this cat? Some guy named Spencer from the New York Yankees. You'd be interested to know that they got 17 bids on the New York Yankee baseball cap. They got one bid on the model cap. So, obviously, the only guys that are checking in on this site are just really, just like no-life guys. All right, moving on to the next item here. We've got a Korn Yugo hat. This is signed by the entire band, Korn. And then they have another, I think they have another one that is signed. Wait a second. I got it onto this. Then they have another one that, What'd you turn the music up for?
Because you paused, and Mr. Hall said...
I had a moment where I was pausing, okay?
Mr. Hall said, turn the music up if it slows down.
Can you turn it down now? Okay, this is a hat. It's a Korn hat, autographed by the band. $51. They're looking for a bid of $52. They started out at $10. Signed by the whole band, what a hat, a Korn UGO hat, Yugo hat. So, in other words, you're getting all kinds of crap here. I'm looking for stuff out of Gary's life is what I'm looking for. And I... What?
Mr. Hall's on the phone.
God damn it. Yes, sir.
What are you doing now?
I'm reading the stuff...
What are you doing now? What are you... Korn? Is this about Gary Coleman or is it not? Jesus, this bit sucks. Do you understand that? Now get into it. Give it some energy and read the crap that Gary Coleman's auctioning off, not some crap from Korn. Korn in your crap. You got it?
Yes, I got it.
Tell Bud to turn the music up.
Turn the music up, Bud.
Yes, sir.
Because if you're going to suck, man...
I can't hear you.
I said if you're going to suck, I'd rather listen to the music. Now do it.
All right, let's turn it down now, okay? Turn the music down.
What?
Turn it down. All right, let's get back to the next item here. All right, let's find some Gary Coleman crap here that people will be interested in. So this is from his website, webathon.ugo.com. Moving down the list here, let's see. Miami Fusion Yugo hat, ore cars, freight train cars, Soprano Stars, the drummer from Korn, Tino Martinez. Just this is a bunch of stuff. Water bottles autographed by Gary, T-shirts, Rashumba Williams. What is this? Just this is junk that people donated. The only thing here that is looks like it belongs to him are the ore cars. These are from his train set, so let's check these out. Gary, I guess, was a train aficionado. The bid right now is $20.50. Let's see what we got here. Current bid, $20.50. Next bid, $21. They started out at $15. They've gotten four bids on these ore cars. More choo-choos. These are just in case you have some steel you need to haul someplace, and they're autographed. So these are part of Gary's train set. Well, if you go back and look at all of these things and see what people have bid, he probably hasn't made more than, I don't know, $100,000 on any of these items, at least according to a lot of these bids. He's got a $300,000. Try like maybe $10,000. So I don't know what else it is that he's auctioning off, and, you know, I'm sorry.
I better turn the music up.
Yeah, turn the music up, bud. What?
Mr. Hall's on the phone.
How did I know that? Yes, sir.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Jesus Christ. That was the worst. What do you got? Finish the show out with something else, okay? Finish the show out with something else, because that was horrible.
I got a list here of... Okay, I tell you what I'm going to do here. I have a list here.
I'm going to stay on the line to make sure that it's something that we're going to want to close the show with, if you don't mind, okay, Phil?
Well, frankly, you make me nervous.
Well, I may make you nervous, and you were having a good show until you went to this Gary Coleman bit, and it just died. I mean, it died like a wet fart. Now, what do you got?
Can I just do the...
Just go into it. I'm going to stay on the line.
All right, what I wanted to talk... Can he turn that music off?
Ben, turn the music off.
Yes, sir.
God, I got a headache from that.
Just do it.
All right, well, one of the things I want to talk about here is... This is David Hall, by the way.
Don't reference me. Just do what you're doing.
One of the things I wanted to talk about is Talk Magazine has come out with its list of the 10 most talked about books of the century.
Holy Jesus. Just go.
I could hear your comment.
Just forget about my comment. Just go.
All right. These are the 10 most talked about books of the entire century. It made John Updike's list of the top 10 literary works of the millennium. It was number one among the Modern Library's 100 best novels of the century. Now James Joyce's Ulysses has made another literary list. Talk Magazine's take on the 10 most talked about books of the century. The list, in chronological order, is...
Now, what are you going to do?
I'm trying to read this, David.
Are you going to actually close your show out with a discussion of books?
I thought it would be interesting to talk about the 10. This is Talk Magazine.
I'm familiar with Talk Magazine. I want to know what it is you're going to do here.
I wanted to talk about the 10 most talked about books of the century.
So I'm right. So that I'm right, correct?
I don't know what you're assuming.
What I'm assuming and what I believe I am correct about is that you're going to end your show after bombing with that Gary Coleman stuff. You're going to end your show talking about books.
I was going to talk about books, yes, sir.
All right, let me explain something to you. This is America, 1999. You do a radio show that's a talk show. People don't get on the air and talk about books. Hosts don't do it. Listeners don't read them. People don't...
David, we do have a thing called a bestseller list, don't we?
Yes, we've got a bestseller list. We've got books by John Grisham. We've got books out there, but who is that guy that did the Venus and Mars deal?
I don't know what his name was.
Guys like that. We got books by that jackass that did that Celestine Prophecy, all that crap. That's what people are reading. Nobody gives a crap about James Joyce. Do you understand? So who else is on the list?
Who else is on the list? James Sigmund Freud.
Oh, come on, Phil.
All right, well, you asked me who's on the list. Sigmund Freud, D.H. Lawrence's Lady Chatterley's Lover, Ralph Ellison.
Who is Ralph Ellison? I'm curious. Who's he?
It's called Ralph Ellison's Invisible Man. And
that was H.G. Wells. Okay. Who was Ralph Ellison?
No, this is a book by Ralph Ellison called Invisible Man. It was a split between separatists and liberals. I don't know what it was. It was about race or something. Okay.
That wasn't H.G. Wells.
No, sir.
What other crap?
Alfred Kinsey's Sexual Behavior in the Human Male. Hannah Arendt's Eichmann in Jerusalem introduced the phrase banality of evil. Mao Zedong. Jim Boughton's Balfour. I don't know.
All right, Phil. Just stop. You're closing your show out with a real stifferoo. You go from Gary Coleman, and you're going to talk about books. Nobody who listens to talk radio, nobody listens to radio, no consumer of the mass media wants you to talk about books. Now, Lady Chatterley's Lover was pretty hot because...
What was that?
Lady Chatterley's Lover was a sex deal. That's hot. And you can get into that. The books that you mentioned, I'd say Lady Chatterley's Lover was pretty hot, and that Kinsey report, because that had a bunch of stuff about, you know, gays and all of that deal. And so you get the lady, that's hot. But the rest of that crap, nobody wants to know about, nobody wants to hear you running your mouth about it. Talk radio and the broadcast medium in general, you're going to die on the vine, pal, talking about books. You understand what I'm saying?
I thought you said that I should bring stuff to the air that's interesting to me.
You should bring stuff to the air that's interesting to you, Phil, but you got to make it interesting. It's boring me listening to you talk about this crap. Same thing with that Gary Coleman bit. Did you read any of these books?
I read Ball 4.
You read Ball 4. What else?
Well, I didn't read...
Did you read this? What was the deal? Who's this Joyce? What?
James Joyce, Ulysses.
You read that?
No, I didn't. I tried to.
You tried to? What else is on there?
Richard Herrnstein's The Bell Curve.
Oh, my crap. So what is this crap, okay?
This is Talk Magazine's opinion of the 10 most talked about books.
I have never heard anybody talk about this crap. You read Ball 4. That's the one you read.
That's the one I read.
Of all the books on the list?
Of all the books on the list, yeah.
And you got the gall to come on the air and talk about these books. Is Roots in there?
No, Roots ain't in there.
Okay. So what the hell kind of list is this? What about that the other one that they got? What's the other one that everybody was reading?
I don't know.
What about that Grisham crap? Is he in there?
No, Grisham ain't in there.
Forget it then, okay? How about that Guinness Book of World Records? What, is that in there?
No, sir, it isn't.
Those are the books that people want to read. I got that book. I love that book. The Guinness Book of World Records. They got a book in... You ever seen that book?
I've seen the Guinness Book of World Records.
Now, there's a book to talk about. They got a deal in there I've seen where a guy puked nonstop for like a week. I think it was the record for a guy puking. They got another record.
Okay, I got to take a break here, and that's wonderful about the Guinness Book of Records. No, it's not on the list. No, I haven't read any of these books except for Ball 4 by Jim Boughton.
Listen to this, Phil. The world's fattest man was buried in a piano case. Did you hear about that?
I might have heard about that.
That's beautiful. Some fat pig, they had to shove this fat ass into a piano. It was great. That's the kind of crap you ought to talk about. When you take some big, fat jackass and shove his fat ass into a piano case, that's laughs. That's laughs. How do you shove that ass in there? I mean, you're squeezing it in, man, like you're stuffing stuff into a drawer. Like you're trying to cram T-shirts into a drawer. That's how you do that. And another.
I got to take a break, okay?
I'm sorry?
I have to break, all right?
I got to take a break. But I'm telling you, you got to read that Guinness Book of World Records.
Great. I'll do it, and maybe we can talk about it on another show. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Atlanta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Your boss's bit sucks worse than the Gary Coleman bit.
Hey, let me ask you a question, sir. Have you ever read that, what's the book with the Siamese twins?
I have no idea what book you're talking about.
Is that, Phil, what is that?
The book with the Siamese twins.
Is it the Guinness or is it Ripley's? You know?
I guess it's the Guinness, but I'd rather hear about the book than
something.
Hear your annoying voice.
I'm going to tell you something. Have you ever sat down and taken a dump and read that Guinness?
You know, I guess I don't read books in the same manner you do. But
no, I'm talking about just relaxing reading. If you sit down...
David, you know...
I'm talking to the listener. You sit down to squeeze one off, there's nothing more relaxing than that Guinness book of... you know, the different records that they got.
Yeah, well...
Seriously,
I'd rather hear Phil talk about books than listen to you talk about
He's talking about Sigmund Freud, for crying out loud. I'm talking about good stuff. Like that Ripley's Believe It or Not, where they got the Siamese twins.
I guess the question you really need to ask yourself is, whose radio show is it? I don't think it's your show, I think it's his.
If he's stinking the joint out, I got to come on here and save it, okay? Let me do you a favor, because you sound a little constipated. Try that Ripley's Believe It or Not next time you're on the John.
Let me do you a favor and let the people you hire to work for you do their job, and you do yours. Your voice is highly annoying. I listened the other night.
Read that Guinness book, and you'll be able to squeeze one off, and you won't have that constipated look on your face. I think you'll thank me.
Bill.